The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Carmen on the line this morning. Carmen went out with Andy, had a great first date, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help her out this morning. First of all, Carmen, tell us how you met Andy.
Andy and I met a few weeks ago when he came into an art supply store where I work.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah, we chatted. We had some really good conversation at the register. I talked him through what he should get. He started getting into painting, and I got his Instagram, and the rest is history.
Oh, started chatting through that, through IG. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that led to a date?
Exactly. I mean, he picked me up. He was a total gentleman. We went out to eat, you know, an outdoor place, and it was a beautiful night.
Okay. But unfortunately, you're calling us. Are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
Yeah, he's totally ghosted me.
Well, let's see if we can figure out what's going on. Let's have us give him a call and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andy?
Yes.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Well, the reason we're calling you is we have a feature on the show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason it didn't progress to a second date, and we got a call about you, Andy.
Okay.
Do you remember going out with Carmen?
Yeah, I do.
Well, she said you guys had a great date, then she said she never heard from you after that.
Yeah, the date was good, the date was fine, but she sent my mom a Mother's Day gift. And she has never met my mom, does not know my mom. And I thought that that was really weird.
How did she know where to even send your mom a Mother's Day gift?
So during all of this, all of the last year, we've started to paint together. And I paint at her garage studio.
Okay.
And the way that Carmen and I met is because I went to her art supply store to get some stuff. And so she just shipped it to the address that they had on file.
Okay, so you paint with your mom in her garage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's an invasion of my privacy.
And because of that, that's why you didn't want to go out on a second date?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Carmen asked us to call you on her behalf. She's actually on the other line. Would it be okay if we brought her in on this conversation just so we can hear her side of this story?
Sure.
Carmen, did you hear what Andy had to say?
I did, and I don't understand how sending a small gift is so weird. Like, I work at an art supply store. Your mom likes to paint. It's a hobby of yours. I just thought she would appreciate a brush or two. It was a super small gift. It was just thoughtful of me, if anything.
Yeah, but, like, if you and I had been dating for 3 months and you did this, it would be a completely different story. But we've been on one date, and now suddenly my mom wants to meet you.
Oh.
Awesome.
And I want to meet her.
That's not going to happen, because this is not going to go any further. I feel like it was an invasion of my privacy. I didn't appreciate it.
I'll never send another gift again. I guess you don't want any more gifts or any more generosity.
No. And I don't like that you don't see why this was an overstep. That it's not like, you know what? I can see how that was weird. I made a mistake. My bad. But instead, you're just like, no. How dare you not accept my gift? Yeah, no. I don't like it. Sorry.
I'm glad you see how I feel. That is exactly how I feel.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. Andy, we appreciate you coming on the air with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Carmen, obviously that didn't work out the way you had hoped, but at least you got a little closure.
I guess. Some people just, I don't know what their values are anymore.